Two commuter trains collided this morning in Glendale, California, about 10 miles outside the city of Los Angeles. Officials say 10 people were killed and more than 200 hurt, some seriously. L.A. and Glendale officials say the cause of the crash was an SUV parked on the tracks by someone who planned to commit suicide but changed their mind. Los Angeles Times staff reporter Mike Muscal joins us now by phone. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
So basically what happened this morning?
Well, we're still putting the stuff together. There are more than a dozen of my colleagues out there at the time right now trying to find out. But as best we can put it together, Mr. Alvarez, Juan Manuel Alvarez, parked his white 1993 Jeep Cherokee on the train tracks and then jumped out and leaving the car behind. A southbound Metrolink train hits the Cherokee, and the vehicle becomes wedged onto the front of the train. So the train sort of climbs up the car, and that train hits another train coming in the other direction, another commuter train. And then the two of them, now derailed, fall into a Union Pacific freight car, though some of the details may vary on that. So we've got one destroyed car. We've got 10 dead. We've got probably upwards of 200 people injured, some of them critically.
Obviously, people are being moved out, I assume, a triage going on?
Yes, this happens roughly 6 a.m. During the commuter rush in Los Angeles. At this point, it's been about 6 hours. They've cleared the scene. Roughly 35 ambulances responded. At least three police organizations responded, and more than three fire departments. We have wounded, we estimate, in at least a dozen hospitals in the area.
As soon as officials found out that an SUV had been parked across the tracks, one thought that had to go through their minds was this a terrorist incident?
Yes, but I don't think that that was given a great deal of credence. Mr. Alvarez was actually at the scene and was walking around. According to some reports, he immediately admitted that he had done it. So the terrorist aspect never became – there wasn't enough time for the terrorist aspect to develop.
And according to officials, he has said to them that his plans were to commit suicide and he changed his mind.
Yes, that's what the Glendale police chief has said. They've also said that Mr. Alvarez had attempted to commit suicide before.
Any plans to press charges?
Well, he's now being interrogated. The police authorities have said that he will be charged with homicides. The exact nature of the charges have not been released yet. All we know about him at this point is that he's described as a 26-year-old man from Compton who has attempted to commit suicide before.
I've read wire accounts that officials, police officials on the scene were extremely angry when they realized what had happened.
Oh, absolutely. One of the responding agents was the county sheriff, Lee Baca, who gave one of the angriest news conferences I've ever seen. Calling this, you know, unprovoked and, you know, just absolutely, you could see the grimacing in his eyes. It turned out that among the 10 dead, one of them is a deputy sheriff, a 23-year veteran of the department named James Tutino. And I think that accounted for some of his anger. The L.A. police chief, William Bratton, was also angry. And it turns out that at least three LAPD employees are among the injured, and there's a fourth unaccounted for.
So we're expecting these numbers perhaps to climb.
There are at least a half dozen and possibly a dozen who are listed in critical condition in area hospitals. Mm-hmm. If any one of them die, you know, we would be up to 11 dead, which I think is the worst previous crash in the United States. One in Illinois in 1999.
And finally, and this may be not on anybody's front burner at this moment, but any idea when the track can be cleared and traffic can get back to normal?
Oh, I think it'll be days. The actual train lines, and these are important commuter lines, obviously, they're using buses right now to try to circumvent the areas that are taken down. But the you know, commuters are going to have to look for other ways to get back and forth, certainly to get home tonight. My guess is tomorrow and the next couple of days as well.
Mike, thanks very much for taking the time to speak
with us. Thank you for having
me. Busy. Mike Muscala, Los Angeles Times staff reporter, joining us by phone from California. He was earlier today at the site of the train crash in Glendale, just about 10 miles outside of the city of Los Angeles. And again, the toll at the moment is 10 people known to be dead, at least 10. 200 people injured, and as you just heard from Mike Muscala, there are at least half a dozen who are critically injured.